What's good, y'all? It's KJ. I'm from Virginia, but I've lived in a lot of places.
And I'm Nick. I'm from Brooklyn.
We met when we were teenagers and basically grew up together.
And you know, through the years, we made some mistakes. I mean, probably more than we can count.
Yeah, for real. And as we travel and navigate adulthood, we may not know much, but if there's one thing we do know, well, I guess it's that we don't really know nothing at all.
This podcast is for getting it together, opening your mind, and cracking up a little bit while you're at it.
I know we're all trying to survive, and sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but we're here to remind you,
we'll figure it out. I feel like you would never be known for something that is not genuine.
That's true.
And you'd say crazy shit, but you don't say outlandish.
No, I do say crazy shit, but I don't be saying nothing too crazy.
Yeah, like you don't be like offending people crazy.
No,
you'd
be
saying funny things.
Right. Well,
on a good day. No,
right.
Pissing y'all.
Right, because don't.
Please don't. Not
Please
now.
Please do not.
Not right now.
I'm
it's
not
spring.
In a good place to receive that. That's your warning.
Back the
fuck up. Just kidding.
Happy spring.
Exactly. Bring me a slice of pizza and a joint, and I think I'll be your friend. Don't worry about
Listen,
it
doesn't take much.
Saying, that's all I'm saying, man.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, right? Look, back at it.
Yeah. Yeah. How's everybody feeling this spring? How are you? How are you doing today?
Right. Think on it.
Did you check in with yourself?
Check in.
Maybe take a deep breath. Yeah, yeah. Release a few bucks, man. I hope everyone's doing well. I am very excited about springtime.
I love it.
Only because you know my favorite thing about spring.
Yes.
Which is the cherry blossoms. I am obsessed.
All the flowers, all the things.
Yeah.
In the city, nothing like it.
Yeah. And that is like, that's like one of those things that just like happened.
Yeah, the trees get their groove back.
Not their groove.
Yeah. You know, the trees in front of Nakara's house, literally, they look like ladies are up on doing handstands twerking.
Yes.
So if
they
you
do kind
come,
of look like that.
Right.
If you ever have come over, I'll show it to you.
I was going to say, come through and look.
Yeah, it's
check
pretty
it out.
It's pretty hilarious.
You'll never look at the trees the same.
You won't. And they're, yeah, like, they. I should just name them some good girl names.
Right.
But, yeah, no, the cherry blossoms, love them. Saw them in D.C., beautiful.
Right.
I don't need to go to the National Mall. I don't need to go to the place where everyone wants to see all the, like, I can
right.
just, I like to just see them in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and also a shout out to the Brooklyn Botanic Garden.
Yes. Though I do want to go to the Botanic Garden.
I have not gone and I would love to go.
Did we miss peak bloom?
No, but shout out to our friends, Nate and Jackie.
Yeah.
For getting married at the Brooklyn Botanic Garden.
Ugh.
During.
So good.
That wasn't that peak
that
bloom?
That was. Yeah,
it was
it,
raining.
It rained. And it rained,
oh
yeah.
My
and it was still. It rained and it was still like one of the most awesome
And
weddings.
We still slayed the day.
Oh, it was so. I had such a good night that night.
Shout out.
It's such a good night.
Congrats
tonight.
To them.
Yeah, congrats to them. That's the best.
But they
yeah,
did make
dude.
Me think of cherry blossoms.
Yeah, yes, because it was around that time.
Yes.
Yeah, I honestly, I love the cherry blossoms. I love the flowers. I also always use that every year as a marker of my mental health.
Yeah.
To be honest, because I know that in poor mental health, I do not care about the cherry blossoms.
Okay.
And in decent mental health, I'm excited about them.
That's good.
So I can always like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, yes, you're happy about the flowers. We're doing.
Yeah, we're doing okay.
We're doing well, man.
Yeah.
We're
well,
doing
what
really
are y'all,
well.
We're talking about the flowers. What y'all doing for y'all's allergies? And I mean that shit.
Yeah. You know.
I tell you what you can do. I got a recommendation. Y'all can go to Ming Chi Acupuncture Chinese Medicine.
Yes.
That's what the fuck y'all can do. And y'all can invest in yourself like I do every Saturday. That is what spring has sprung on
yes,
me.
Spring.
Acupuncture and Chinese medicine.
Spring has sprung. Yeah.
Get with
I
it.
Need to go to acupuncture for sure. I could like get
Absolutely.
A couple things done.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like those are, I feel like spring is like that time to start. I don't know. I feel like in the spring, and honestly, I really do think this is some like human, like evolutionary, like, circadian rhythm, but like with the seasons kind of thing, like spring happens and you kind of start feeling like you want to come out of your shell.
Yeah,
like you know, you're outside, you want to be, you're going to be around more people. I don't know that everybody feels this, but
I
like,
want to clean.
Yeah, spring cleaning,
you know,
is a thing. Get
whatever's not serving you.
Yeah, because I've looked at a few things in my space and been like, oh my gosh, the way I can't wait. I already plan on getting a whole new piece of furniture to hold things.
Good for you.
Yeah, I need it.
Come on, adulting.
I need it. Like, I'm like, we have to, and we got to get rid of clothes. I cannot be shuffling and buffling and huffling through all of these things anymore.
That I don't wear.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Get out of here.
Come on. How many books are in here? There's probably 8,000 books in this room.
No,
right now.
I hear you. I hear it all.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, just like get, just move some things on. So, like, I honestly love spring. I've always been like a fall type person and I love summer, but I'm like, you know what? I bang with spring because it gets me ready to get going.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. And you know what? Like, in the mood of spring comes, you know, new blossoms, new flowers, new beginnings, new things. And also, we'll talk about this in the episode, just some great music is popping right now.
Yeah.
Spring into summer, summer vibes.
Yeah.
You know, the bops are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Peeps need to know what's up.
And honestly, I think spring is a, I feel, well, I always think music comes out in spring. Spring's one of those times, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Almost like fall, like, you know, there's going to be a bunch of drops.
100%.
But like, also for me, it's like in the whip. You know what I mean? Like, you're in that, like, oh, window's about to be down, about to throw the sunnies on.
100%.
And, like, bump some jams.
Yeah.
You
and
know
if
what
you're
I mean?
In the city, you know, also, like, I feel like whatever is dropped in the beginning of winter, at the top of the new year through spring, like, sometimes, like, that's the dopest concerts in the summer, whatever has dropped just then.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so it's kind of nice. You already know New York with outdoor concerts.
Oh, yeah. It's
so
the best.
That's
it's
tight.
If I could just live here in the summer and then dip out in the winter.
That'd be the move.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a possibility.
Right. It's never too late.
You know?
Manifestation on that thing.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, dude. And I feel like the best thing is also being outside.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? We've been taking some walks.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take more walks, too.
We're taking one in the morning.
Sure are.
You know?
About to do our meeting during the walk. It's going to be glorious. And we're also going back during the pandemic, you know. Maybe we
mentioned
this.
That's like a thing for us. Yeah.
Maybe we mentioned this on the first season, but.
We probably did.
Yeah. Like, we definitely be walking the bridge.
Oh, yeah. We were walking the Williamsburg Bridge, right?
Bridge, yep.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was dope.
Well, I think we're going to do that again, but we could also, like, walk. We could walk other, we're just going to walk. We've been walking.
Yeah,
just
because,
like, it's a good, easy way to, like, and we have a lot of meetings and stuff for, like, you know,
clears
other
the
things.
Mind. Yeah. I'll get the blood working, circulation, you know, decrease, what is that called, atrophy?
Atrophy.
When your legs don't work.
Oh yeah. Like if you like don't move them.
Yeah,
for, like,
that's what I'm talking
long.
About. Decreases that.
Yeah, decreases.
Wouldn't you say?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's a fun fact. Look, folks.
Oh my god. Y'all know what I'm saying,
we
man.
We will figure it out. Look, how to decrease the atrophy. Fucking walk the park and go on a bridge walk.
Yes.
You ain't got that, walk on the street.
Listen.
You ain't got that, take a lap in your yard.
Listen.
I'd be doing that in the country.
Yeah, I know. You'd be telling me that.
Walk the fields.
Yeah. Yo, because it's honestly, walking is the best. And I don't do it enough. I'll be on the bike. I love the bike.
Yeah, that's tight.
You know, I'd be working. I'll do a little strength workout. But, you know, I don't walk. I'll run before I walk. And I'm like, nah, I got to walk more. I used to walk a lot more.
Yeah.
You know, but that's also like a good spring vibe. It's like getting outside. I hope everybody's getting outside.
Yeah, that's the move.
You know, and New York in general right now has been crazy because the weather, like we've had like
some
straight
rain.
Torrential. Like
true April shower, bring my flower.
Yeah. Moment. Yeah, because the flowers are coming out
100%.
Like for real. Yeah, and it's all coming a little early and global warming. And I sat right here and experienced an earthquake.
Sure did.
For the first time in my life that I remember. There was one back in the day. By the day, I'm like, had to be what, 2011, 12, 13, 14, something like that.
I wasn't here for that.
You weren't here. I know when it was, and I should just, but I can't think right now. But I was underground because I was at the gym and on like 55th in the city.
Nice.
And something like that. 55th and like fourth or fifth or something like that. And I went into the gym, was on the treadmill, and kind of remember being like, whoa, I feel kind of weird. And then was like, and then it just ended.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I kind of experienced it. Was like, not, no, this was like every, I was like, this is the seconds in between. Also, let's talk about how I was laying down full cramps in like no clothes. Full, had the worst cramps,
right.
Had like no clothes on, had a comforter over me and was just like, oh my gosh, like I feel like crap. And then all of a sudden everything just, I mean, I had no clothes on. I just hopped up and just like literally just put my hands up and was like, what is happening? Yeah. And then I got dressed faster than I've ever gotten dressed. I mean, I found, I can never find any clothes.
Get out and book it.
I found everything. I was like, dude, just put everything on. Because in my head I was like, you can't be naked right now, bro. You of all the things, if the world, if the ground cracks from under you, you cannot
be naked.
You have got
to
find something to put. Oh, I threw on some pants and
I'm
some
so
Uggs.
Glad. Did you go outside?
No, well, I eventually went downstairs to make sure the house was cool.
You were like, that was crazy.
Yo, because you already know it was. Statues.
It was
and
actually
stuff
crazy.
Here,
and
so
I,
like,
and I know people in Cali be, you know, they be just experiencing that all the time.
Nah.
But
bro.
I'm saying I've only experienced a handful of earthquakes in Cali, and this was a lot worse than I remember experiencing.
Yeah, I'm
like,
good on
that.
Like,
I was kind of scared.
I'm good on that. I don't need to do that anymore. I'm like, I'm sorry, but like the New Yorker in me was like, nah. Like,
no, exactly.
This, no.
No, and then like everybody's panicking, like, was that really what it was? And it took everybody in the city to get their heads together to be like, let's notify everybody 40 minutes later to
right.
be like, that's what
like,
that was.
Right, they were like, oh, you might have had an earthquake just now. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, you... and then the aftershock after, which was pretty
I didn't
wild
feel that.
Too, yeah.
Was it like the same?
It was a little bit less, but it was, I mean, I felt it
for
sure.
No, I didn't feel it. I was downtown Brooklyn
by then.
And
that's fucking scary, man. Like, what are we even fucking talking about? We're talking about fucking tectonic plates having, like, what's happening underneath us? What's happening with the world?
what is
going on?
It's too much. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, dude.
And then not the eclipse.
I need a scientist. Send a scientist.
Right.
Yeah, right, and then the eclipse. But also, like, yeah, I just didn't... Okay, I feel bad because everyone was like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I was like, I don't know, I just feel like... I'm very sensitive about my eyes because I've had, like, some weird eye things happen. So, like, I just was like, you know what? I'm sure I'll see some videos, and maybe I'll see it get dark, but I didn't. I literally fell asleep. I was completely... asleep through the whole thing. So I don't know what that means for my like manifesting or whatever for all the people who are gonna think that, but like,
yeah, well, you know, I won't watching it.
Yeah,
nope, I'm not. I just decided I didn't need to soak up that energy from the sun and the moon together. Wonder what could happen. I don't know. I just kind of, yeah, I think it was funny because
people loved it. Everyone
my
said
mom
it was
like,
incredible.
I think my mom, it was so funny. A couple of her friends came over to our house in VA, and, you know, we have kind of an open field and there's a railroad track right beside it. And, you know, her hippie besties were like, we're trying to come over to watch this shit in your field. And they came over for just the hour or the 2 hours where, you know, and they just loved it. They had a good time. But
yeah, if I had like plans, I probably would have watched it.
Did your grandparents
but honestly,
watch it?
I maybe not would have not really. I would have probably just looked real quick. That's what Shaw was saying last night. Mm. My friend last night was like, nah, I looked up at it and would be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and then looked down.
Yeah, I'd be scared, man.
I'm like, I don't really want, you know, but right. Because the glasses that I got, my grandparents were like, can you get us some glasses?
Yeah.
For and so I went and got glasses and I went to the 99 cent store. I was like, how the fuck, how do I know
that these are real?
And she was like, make sure they have the number on the side. I was like, come on.
Right.
Like, anybody could put a number on the side of, $3 a glass. They were $3 each. Because the ones, the free ones at the
library
had a sign on and
sure
said,
don't you dare come in here asking about no, it didn't say that.
Damn near what is
but that? Basically, what is an orange sign?
Yep, it was like neon. It was like
no glasses available here. We are out.
Yeah.
And was there like a fucking, how does everybody know to go to the 99 cent store to get fucking eclipse glasses? And like, how did that happen?
And there were so many people in there being
like, was there a fucking neighborhood text that went around? Everybody was like, fucking 99 cent
store will have them.
Tell you. What the fuck, man?
And they had them.
They sure did. She was like 30 minutes.
And I went back.
You did go back.
And got them for my
lit. That's lit.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I missed it, though.
I know.
So, anyway.
And ain't Mercury in retrograde or some shit?
Yeah.
Not
whatever.
Some shit. You know, I respect everything, but.
Yeah, I had to sign a contract. I was like, I got it.
Right.
I had to sign it.
We were talking about that, right? Because Channing Nichols?
Yeah, I think that's just like a general thing. They say, like, don't make big decisions. But the thing is, the decision had been in place.
Before.
For a long time. So,
yeah, and like, you know, bygones be bygones. So
Yeah, you know, and you gotta make a couple dollars.
Right, forget about it.
You know? Yeah, man.
Nakara's watching Sopranos right now, if y'all didn't
know. I am, and I can't believe I've never seen it.
I've binged.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the greatest shows in the entire universe.
It's really doing well for me.
And
honestly, I told you I played vibraphone for James Gandolfini.
I played
the Sopranos theme song when he walked into my school. He would like spoke at an assembly, and I played the theme song.
He lit about it? Did he smile from ear to ear?
I don't know that he was smiling from ear to ear. He was just like, "Hey, how you doing?" Like, I'm
like, thanks for playing
now.
My song.
Yeah, but I don't think he said that.
Internally, that was his subtext.
He's probably like, "Oh, they got the kids playing my song.
Look at that."
Yeah,
Sopranos theme shit. Right. I love that for him. I love that for you.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
Yeah,
Sopranos for everyone.
He's literally not alive anymore.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, he's not alive anymore.
R.I.P. Sopranos, yeah.
First of all, not the whole show starting because he's just randomly fainting because he's having panic attacks.
Come on.
Like, hello?
Real life shit. Because even mobsters have a heart. You feel
you
me?
Know what I mean?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Ugh. Freaking springtime.
I'm just saying.
I can't. Ugh. Well, we miss y'all. We were with you last week, but last week was, you know, yeah. We're talking about animals. That was hilarious.
Right. Y'all don't even want to know. Y'all do know if y'all listen.
Yeah, listen to it.
And if you know us, look.
Yeah, you know.
You already know.
Yeah, but we're here. We're here and we are, at least I am very excited about the summer and like what the next year and fall and putting
seasons.
This record out and
yeah
I'm putting an album out, y'all.
Yeah, let's go. October.
Yeah I'm like really looking forward to all the things that are
brewing,
gonna happen, the things that are brewing. I'm trying to find, I don't know, I was really on some like gotta work, and I kind of like all of a sudden just found a little bit of like, even though it does make me nervous,
mm-hmm.
I've like, you know, that the same thing like probably so many people have, that like just being productive and being worried about it. I'm sure another stint of that will hit me, but right now I feel like I'm like chilling and I'm like, wow, I haven't felt the ability to chill, like to be able to chill in a while. So
yeah,
feeling good, wishing that for everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, there's stuff to be done, but
totally
like feels good not to trip about it.
No, I absolutely agree.
You know,
before
what I mean?
Before we get out of here though, we wanted to do an album time for
y'all. Oh yeah.
Bring it back to the, you know, the original
album
season
time,
one.
Album time.
Album time. Album time.
Yes. Yeah.
You like that?
I did like that.
Yep.
This one is a Doja Cat record. What's it called? What is it called? What is
Hold
this
it.
Record called?
Hey,
I know that the
Scarlet Two.
I was about to say, yeah, I know the album cover is her hair, right?
Yeah.
And like people were saying all like kinds of weird stuff. People,
right, because
people be so mad at Doja and they're like,
dickwads.
She's a demon worshiper. I'm like, nah. I'm gonna be 100.
You fucking just don't fucking
compared to all this so much stuff that has come out. Musically, to me, this is some of the most like connected to hip hop, like hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least that I've heard in a minute. And if people feel like they know anything else that I'd like that, you know, let me know.
Yeah, hit us in the comms.
Yeah,
mints.
Yeah.
Comments.
You know, I'm going to check for that Jack the Rhymer. Where you at, Jack?
Right?
Yeah. But
Doja,
I just...
Doja's got a great band as well, you know, that be putting it on the scene, live shows and everything. Shout out to Corey Sanchez.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, I think you guys will dig the record. It's two
I like
discs.
That. I like it. I actually really like
it's
it.
Split it's split up, you know?
It's good. It's a good travel. It's good on the bike. It's good on the car. I haven't done it on a plane yet, but
right, me neither. But I have done it on a couple commutes here and there, and it has been nice.
Yeah,
yeah. I fuck with disc two for sure.
Yeah. You know? Oh yeah, super fire. Well, I don't know. Here's what I do know.
All right,
we're gonna figure out your allergies.
Oh, exactly.
They're probably figured out because
y'all don't forget. I was asking about that.
Yeah. And that's important. And you know, I got itchy eyes for the first time.
And also hit me in the comments if y'all got acupuncture to Ming Chi.
Yeah. Chinese I don't think my eyes are going to be itchy this year. I guess I'll let you know. Yeah. I think stress has a lot to do with the things.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm not stressed, I'm not going to have any of those
I feel that
symptoms
totally.
That I've had. And I'm feeling pretty, you know. But I do know one thing.
Uh-huh. We'll figure it out. We will.